Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Czech Republic have stunned the Netherlands in Budapest. Belgium have defeated Portugal. And Gareth Southgate isn't thinking about history as England prepare to face Germany. This is your overnight update by Optus Sport for Monday, the 28th of June. I'm James Lawrence and I'll be getting you up to speed on the latest news and results from Euro 2020.
Deep this time for Barrett. Hellas wins it!
Czech Republic have pulled off one of the upsets of the tournament so far after defeating the Netherlands 2-0 in Budapest. With the scores deadlocked at halftime, a minute of madness saw the game swing in favour of the Czechs as the Netherlands' Daniel Malen missed a one-on-one chance at goal seconds before centre-back Matthijs de Ligt was red-carded for denying a clear goal-scoring opportunity.
Now it's slipped from de Ligt and a deliberate handball. De Ligt is off.
Thomas Hollés then opened the scoring, with Patrick Schick sealing the victory with his fourth goal of the tournament. The Czechs will now play Denmark in Baku for a spot in the semi-finals. Elsewhere, Belgium have defeated Portugal 1-0 to secure their place in the last eight.
Shooting chance! Oh, my goodness me! Torgan Hazard! What a thunderous goal for Belgium!
Yes, Torgan Hazard's goal in the 42nd minute proved decisive for the Red Devils, who were able to survive a late onslaught to progress to the next round of the tournament, where they'll face Italy in Munich. In other news, England boss Gareth Southgate has insisted that his side are not worried about history as they prepare to take on Germany at Wembley. Germany famously eliminated England at Wembley in Euro 96 and at the round of 16 stage in South Africa at the 2010 World Cup.
If the players choose to listen to all the build-up, then a lot of history involved in the fixture. But in actual fact, for this team, that shouldn't mean anything. You know, this is their moment. This is a different team to any other that's played. And they've written lots of new stories themselves over the last 4 years.
The match is scheduled to take place at 5 a.m. Eastern on Wednesday morning. Tomorrow, Croatia will take on Spain and France will face Switzerland. Coverage starting from 1:30 a.m. Eastern, live and exclusive on Optus Sport. And that's all the latest from Euro 2020. Be sure to check in later today for the Gegenpod Euro, where David Wiener, Jake Rosengarten and Thomas Sorensen will be going through all the key talking points from the morning's action. I'm James Lawrence. I'll speak to you again tomorrow.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.